Since its 1787 debut, Mozart's Don Giovanni has remained one of the world's most frequently staged operas. Yet Don Giovanni is one of cultural history's most offensive characters, a charming sexual predator. At a time of heightened awareness about rape and sexual misconduct, the Boston Lyric Opera is offering a new interpretation of Don Giovanni beginning tonight. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports on the challenge.
Director Emma Griffin and her creative team have been grappling with how to stage Don Giovanni for today's audiences.
It is light, it is comedic, it is delicious, it is fun. But if I were to narrate to you the plot of Don Giovanni, it is the worst tragedy ever. It's rape, murder, and eternal damnation.
Griffin has given the Mozart classic a contemporary setting. Rape and a myriad of manipulative acts are perpetrated by the chameleon-like Don Giovanni during the course of a glitzy 24-hour party. Griffin says he's a seminal example of a sociopathic playboy.
They're charming. I mean, they're fun at a party, which is part of the argument of this production. It's fun at a party, but careful what you get yourself tangled up with.
Australian-born baritone Duncan Rock plays the notorious womanizer in this production. At rehearsal, the hunky singer strides across the stage in a sleeveless white undershirt, known by some as a wife beater. Rock says playing the role of Giovanni comes with baggage, and he would know. He's been cast in 5 other productions.
More traditional, more modern. I even did one completely bizarre one in a nightclub in London, so I'm quite familiar with the role.
For Rock, the Boston Lyric Opera's staging is different because of the portrayal of his character's foil, Donna Elvira. She's a jilted lover, hell-bent on saving other women from being seduced.
She really can come across as being a bit hysterical and gets kind of boring by the end. This certainly doesn't happen in this production. We really see a more of an equal dynamic between Don Giovanni and Donna Elvira, which I find very, very interesting to play against.
She is just as smart as he is, and she is witty and intelligent and, dare I say it, sexy.
Even so, mezzo-soprano Jennifer Johnson Cano says her more fleshed-out character remains wildly attracted to Giovanni, knowing full well he's a monster. Cano says the allure of Giovanni has endured through literature and art because his archetype is universal.
Giovanni could very easily be any sort of person who is charismatic and intellectual and attractive, but who has a high level of narcissism and ego along with that, which destroys many of the people who come into contact with them.
Which brings us to the rape of Donna Anna. It happens within the first few minutes of the opera. Director Emma Griffin acknowledges how this scene feels especially disturbing in light of revelations about college campus rape and other stories about sexual misconduct.
People get confused and it gets scary. And she says no, and that means no, and he doesn't hear it. And so it gets violent. And that is a story that has been happening forever. And it's happening now. I think that's interesting storytelling. And second of all, I think that's where the conversation is.
Griffin says the rape scene ignited conversations at rehearsal. In fact, Don Giovanni singer Duncan Rock took issue with the amount of physical force his character was using to get his way. In the end, the director toned it down.
It's very complicated and it's uncomfortable.
We know today, better than eras of the past, it is wrong to seduce a person beyond the level where they wish to be seduced.
Boston Lyric Opera artistic director Esther Nelson says that awareness changes the way we see Don Giovanni.
Every century, every culture has viewed him through their own lens, and as do we today.
I think this is an instance when knowing the history of the work really is crucial.
Oxford Handbook of Opera editor Helen Greenwald warns us modern people that Don Giovanni is actually classified as a comedy because it has a happy ending. She teaches opera history at the New England Conservatory and says Don Giovanni, also known as Don Juan, was created by a 17th century Spanish monk for a morality play. In the end, the sexual predator is publicly dragged to hell. Greenwald says Mozart's opera is a mythological artifact that doesn't need more relevancy. Even so, scholars and opera companies constantly struggle with that question. As for Don Giovanni, Greenwald asks,
should you take offense at this character? Yeah, that's okay. And then take pleasure in that, you know, he gets his. But then there's always, you know, this kind of trace of, oh, too bad he was so handsome. Maybe he could have been fixed. You know, if only he would repent, he could be a good person. But no, it's not about that.
If it was, Greenwald says it wouldn't be a very interesting opera, and it probably would have died off a long time ago. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
The Boston Lyric Opera's Don Giovanni opens tonight at the Schubert Theater with performances through May 10th.